There are plenty of questions about retirement planning, like how much income do I need, or will it really cost $300,000 in healthcare when I retire? We'll answer some of the most common questions pre-retirees ask advisors on today's show.
And now, Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts.
Misconceptions about retirement, understandable. It's something that we, the lay people, with our own areas of expertise, hopefully only do one time in our life. But the team at Roberts Wealth Management, they retire people every day. So Weston Lindemann knows a lot about the misconceptions and how to address those. It is Retire Right Radio. Weston is a part of the team of all-star advisors at Roberts Wealth Management. And Weston, we'll just jump in on some of these because I know when people come to you at first, certainly they may not have the complete story or be aware of all the components or the components of today, for that matter.
That's right. It is one of the, I guess, least understood things about retirement when you go in is that life should be simple, easy. You should have fewer worries. Of course, everyone expects that for retirement. But when it comes to retirement planning, it's just not that simple anymore. The world is a lot more complex than perhaps it was when people first got started on their journey saving for retirement. And as a result, we have to be extra prepared to deal with all of these challenges. And that those challenges, of course, these days, they range from, you know, things that are as evident as inflation. You know, every time we go to the grocery store, it seems like the prices are just a little bit higher. And
seems
that
like
means that. Yeah. And so if we're planning for our income in retirement, we've got a dollar number figured out. We've saved appropriately and we expect our income needs to be met. Well, there's an important question, and that is, have we adjusted for inflation over the years? Now, I know a lot of people are going to rely on their fixed income for that sort of thing. Social Security does have that cost of living adjustment. But if the cost of living adjustment is calculated differently than real world inflation, that is, if it's not including those prices like food and gas, then, well, we're going to get left behind by increasing costs. And so at Roberts Wealth, for our income plan, that is when we put together a plan for you, a written plan, and that's important that we actually have it written, of course, we're going to show you exactly where your dollars are going to come from in retirement, about how much you can expect to withdraw safely over the years without depleting your assets. But importantly, we're going to include in that calculation a very conservative number, overestimating on what the future of inflation might be, so that no matter what, you know, 10, 20 years from now, that if you need $60,000 today, you may need 80 or 90 sometime down the road to meet the same need. And so we're going to make sure that we're planning for that in all of our income plans. It's an important thing that you can't overlook these days.
Yeah, I mean, in spending, that's our first really couple of misconceptions here. How much you'll spend, how fast you'll spend it in retirement. I know that you have to marry that in income or those income streams to the spending plan. And also, can you explain how you have to look at a longer retirement now? Because those different phases of retirement could have different spending levels.
Yeah. And so because there are, as you say, the different phases of retirement, we want to be conscious of which phase of retirement we're in currently. And so for us at Roberts Wealth, we like to call it the go-go years to begin with. That's when you're, you know, you're going, you're doing things, you're enjoying life in retirement. For a lot of people, this is going to be their 60s, perhaps early 70s. Let's not put a number on it necessarily. That's going to be different based on the individual, of course. But for our planning purposes, we want to know, what are we planning to do in retirement? And based on that answer, and if we get an understanding of the kind of lifestyle we're trying to meet the need of with our income, then that helps us understand, well, just how much should we be withdrawing from these accounts? And so then if we realize that later in life, perhaps in our mid to late 70s, we're a little bit slower, that's what we call the slow go years, then consequentially, we probably need a little bit less. Of course, though, we're going to adjust for inflation, so the number might stay relatively close to the same. And then finally, that final stage of life, the no-go years. Well, for a lot of people, though, that can still be a costly time these days as the cost of long-term care has become pretty substantial. And that's a common place that many people find themselves in at the end of life these days. And so we want to make sure that we're planning for each phase, and we want to make sure that our dollars are going to stretch long enough so that we can meet our income needs. Unique as they are in each stage, but making sure that we don't have to worry about it as we transition from one stage of retirement to the next. Having the assets there is one thing, but having a withdrawal strategy that works for each stage is important as well. And by withdrawal strategy, I also mean we have to be cognizant of things like Medicare age, right? If we're in that 63 to 65 range, all of a sudden our withdrawal strategy matters a lot. If we're drawing Social Security, it matters which bucket of money we're pulling from. If it's a traditional IRA, we know that this affects our adjusted gross income. And anything that affects our adjusted gross income, likewise, is going to affect our Social Security becoming taxable, our Medicare premiums, potentially, right? Our tax bracket that we fall under. And all of these things, as well as being subject to RMDs later in life, are part of the planning process. If we are aware of this, we can get ahead of it. We can plan accordingly, utilizing some of our tax-efficient strategies, and that's going to allow us to have fewer worries in the long run. And I think that's most people's goal in retirement.
Absolutely, it is. Incoming and outgoing, too, and building in that official efficient plan, an official efficient plan for you and your retirement. 800-891-8680. Those are two big components that will be discussed with you with a comprehensive review scheduled by calling 800-891-8680. Now, I know when people meet with you, you don't say, well, how long do you think you're going to live? But if you were to ask them that, odds are they would underestimate. Would you agree, Weston?
You know, generally, I get a lot of answers there. And I have to tell you, and maybe I should refine my approach, I do ask people that question very directly.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I will ask them, how long do you think you're going to live? And I do get a variety of answers there. You know, typically people are of one of two camps, right? They're either living to 100 or they're dying tomorrow. Those are the kinds of answers I get. And it's our job as advisors to help them understand what it is I'm trying to get at there, which is, you know, with the most information that we can gather, right? There's only so much that we can pull from to make this sort of an assessment. But intuitively, how long do we think we're planning for when it comes to that income stream that we need in retirement? And it also helps us figure out, you know, when's the right time to file for Social Security. That's going to be a different answer for everybody. And in part, it's largely based on how long you think you might be planning for. And of course, a good guide here is family history, right? If we have family that's lived long lives, 90s, 100, you know, it may be in the cards. Lifestyle factors, obviously playing another role in this equation. That's something that we talk about, right? Are we healthy? Do we have any medical problems? Do we have lifestyle habits that would impact our longevity? These are not outside of the scope of the things that we talk about in our initial complimentary consultation, and it's not because we're trying to get in people's personal business unnecessarily. It's because it's an important aspect of the planning process when it comes to defining our goals around income and planning for that withdrawal strategy in retirement.
You know, I should have known that you would ask that, because actually that is an important question to ask, and you really try to get inside their head a little bit in how they see their retirement. You probe them, I'm sure, on, you know, what kind of lifestyle they see themselves living in retirement.
That's right. That is one of the first questions that I'm likely to ask someone is, you know, what does the ideal retirement look like for you? And, you know, people have put various degrees of thought into this. Some people can tell me exactly what they'll be doing in retirement. Mm-hmm. Others, you know, maybe it isn't a well-rounded concept. It's just the idea of, you know, not having to really do much of anything. And depending on that answer, you know, obviously it has an impact on what the spending needs might be. And when you read these articles that say you have to have a certain amount of money to safely retire in America these days, you really have to take it with a grain of salt, because it's going to be largely dependent upon what is the lifestyle that we're living, how much debt do we have, if our expenses are low. Obviously, in that case, we don't need as much to retire successfully. And that's what we're here for, is to help people understand that. Now, if you come to me and you say, well, I would like to spend, you know, $150,000 a year, but I've only got, you know, 40 coming in from Social Security. Well, obviously the assets have to be there in order for us to make that work. We can't just make miracles happen. But at the same time, we often see people, they feel like they've undersaved, perhaps they don't have enough saved, but it's really about the investment strategy. If we can position the assets in a way that allows for a certain amount of safety, but yet a certain amount of growth to still be there, then we know we can safely make withdrawals without ever being in a position where we're doing the wrong kind of compounding, the kind of compounding where you're compounding your losses, and therefore the dollars don't last as long in that case. So if we can stay away from that and follow rule number one to a successful retirement, that is, don't lose money, then we're well on our way to having a successful retirement, and that's what it's all about.
You know, when in speaking of lifestyle, I'm sure that most people just kind of envision maintaining the lifestyle that they're currently enjoying while working. So in hearing you talk and all the shows we do, it seems like the goal is to build in other words, a no gap or stoppage in that flow of income. It's just coming from a different source.
That's right. And that is part of the mental shift that has to take place. People who are earning money and they're putting money in their investments, they may be taking on a certain level of risk. All of a sudden now we shift to this phase of life where there's no income coming in. The income is coming from our assets and maybe our Social Security. And in that case, you want certain guarantees around your dollars because you're not going to work anymore. This is how you derive your income. And so if we have some certainty around our dollars being there, that is, they're positioned safely, invested in a way that, you know, we're still, again, keeping up with inflation, seeking opportunity to make money where it exists, but we're primarily taking a safety first approach that allows us to have some guarantees around our income needs being met. And our job is to figure out, okay, based on our fixed income and our goal income, what is that gap? And then filling that gap by having a smart withdrawal strategy from our investable assets. And again, that all sort of rests on having the investable assets positioned in the right asset classes to achieve the goal. Now, and if you have no idea what I'm talking about here, that's probably because you need to stop by for one of those complimentary consultations. And the way to do that, you're going to call 800-891-8680. And that's going to get you in front of one of our team members, one of our advisors here at Roberts Wealth, that you're going to have this conversation about what are your goals, what are your needs, how much income can you expect to safely withdraw. It's our job to put together a plan that meets those objectives, and we can get started on that at no cost, no obligation, by scheduling today.
In many ways, I think of it as turning the light switch on, because you do get a clearer vision of what your journey to retirement is, where you stand in it now. And if you don't find out, hey, you could retire now, and many do, you find out some things you can get put in place. And we're going to actually talk about that a little bit more on the show to help get you there, maybe even faster, maybe expedite that arrival time at retirement. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680 for a comprehensive review you can claim for yourself. And it's going to be all about you with Roberts Wealth Management. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Sometimes we have to face things head on. Long-term care is one of them. When we come back, we'll go over some alternatives to long-term care insurance, something very important to consider now given longevity. That's the subject of conversation next segment with Weston Lindeman and Retire Right Radio. We're back with Retire Right Radio. Weston Lindeman, part of the team of All-Star Advisors at Roberts Wealth Management, a fiduciary firm focusing on retirement planning. Offices in Biloxi, Mississippi, Daphne, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, and in the Houston area as well. And a great fiduciary team, eager to meet you and talk about your retirement. All right, so we're going to look at something that we really need to consider now, and that is the possibility, given longevity, of needing long-term care. And long-term care is under that umbrella of the term longevity risk. So, Weston, I know that many people probably are aware of long-term care insurance, but there are alternatives out there we're going to discuss.
That's right. And it's a conversation that we're having more and more with people these days. A lot of people, obviously, you go through life, you don't plan in your working years for a future long-term care need. Perhaps you've never even thought about buying long-term care insurance. And then the conversation comes up in retirement, and you're probably a little late to the game when it comes to purchasing insurance, because, of course, the later we wait, the higher that cost of insurance gets, and then it might not make financial sense to do so. And we've looked at policies with our clients that have been interested in this, and oftentimes we found exactly that, that the cost of the insurance versus what you get later in life may not be a good fit. And so we have to look at alternatives. So there's a couple out there. One is if we're using already one of our tax-efficient strategies, that is tax code 7702. This has to do with the way that certain life insurance policies are treated in the tax code. The catch there is that they're not. They're not subject to taxation. In fact, you don't even have to report to the IRS that you've taken a withdrawal from the policy. Well, some of these policies, they have the opportunity to also have a long-term care rider. So if we're already leveraging a strategy in the tax code to generate, you know, tax-free withdrawals in retirement, and we're doing this through the use of something like indexed universal life, well, in that case, we can also go ahead and check the box of long-term care by having a rider attached to that policy. That, you know, there's still a cost of insurance involved, but for some of our clients, this is already a strategy that we're utilizing for our income needs. And so, you know, just checking that extra box of long-term care, that can help set us up for a situation in which we'll be able to fund our long-term care needs via that policy. Now, that doesn't work for everybody, right? What if you can't qualify for life insurance, or perhaps the cost of insurance is just too high, that this isn't a strategy that's available to you? Well, then we've got to look at some alternatives. You know, saving money is one way, but you have to be careful of how you save, because if your money's sitting in a traditional IRA, you know that at 73, it's going to be subject to required minimum distributions, and therefore it's not going to be in the account when you need it. Of course, you can take the money out of your IRA and put it in your savings, but the bottom line is you're going to have to pay taxes on those dollars, and you don't know when you're going to need to take those withdrawals for the purpose of long-term care. People go into long-term care at different ages. They stay different lengths of time. It appears from studies we've seen that women on average spend about 3.5 to 4 years longer in long-term care than men do, who only spend, you know, maybe two and a half years in long-term care on average. And so when we're planning for that, we want to make sure that we have our money in the right bucket. As we've talked about a lot on the show before, if you have your dollar sitting in Roth, you have a lot fewer worries in retirement. Those Roth dollars are going to be there. Not only that, but they're going to be growing with tax-free gains. And so if you're looking for a place where you can pull some money out of an account when you need it, then it's not going to be that traditional IRA. It's more than likely going to be that Roth account. In terms of how are the money, how are the dollars invested, though? That's going to be an important piece of the conversation. You obviously don't want to have your long-term care bucket, your money that's earmarked for that purpose, sitting in the stock market when, you know, you could suffer from the volatility, perhaps a drawdown of 20 or 30%. That is when the market as a whole is taking a nosedive. So too are the stocks that you're holding. And that makes it to where you can't, you know, safely take a withdrawal without taking substantial losses. Well, we don't want that if we're planning for long-term care. Instead, something like an annuity is going to be a better bet. Now, which annuity? That's where you're going to want to work with a professional who can guide you on the ins and outs of the annuity world, because it is very complex, and you don't want to be stuck with a policy that isn't the right fit for your needs. They do have annuities that are more geared towards long-term care needs, and that's a good place to start. But overall, there could be an opportunity to check multiple boxes in retirement. That is, meet your income needs now and provide for a future income stream that will allow you to pay for long-term care down the road. And this all is part of the process that when we uncover a need in our initial conversation during that complimentary consultation, we're going to look at solving that problem of, okay, if long-term care is a priority, how do we arrange the assets in a way that will allow for that to not be an issue moving forward?
And more on long-term care coming up. But to come talk about this and one of the protective components they'll go over with you in this comprehensive review, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Back to the life insurance for a moment. Mm-hmm. So if you have the long-term care rider, let's say you go in. My mother was in long-term care for 9 years. And wow. And I will say this, in going to visit her, thank goodness she and my father had prepared and planned properly. So it was good, in a great place, but it was all women. There may have been one or two men in there. So, I mean, women live longer. And as you cited, women are going to can prepare to be in long-term care a little bit longer. So life insurance, mm-hmm. the long-term care rider. So if you need it, you go in, you can pull from that then if you have that long-term care rider.
That's right. There are a couple of different ways that that can work. And one of the ways is simply you're taking a loan against the policy, and that's your withdrawal. It's a non-taxable event. And then a long-term care rider will actually use the death benefit to pay for the long-term care expenses. And so it's basically saying, all right, we've purchased this insurance and there's a death benefit, but rather than have the death benefit go to my beneficiary, I actually need that money to pay for long-term care. And so in that case, you would utilize the death benefit for that purpose. That can be a really effective strategy. That's going to be in certain types of life insurance policies. And again, that long-term care rider, it's going to be an additional cost of insurance in order to do that. But for many people who are already utilizing a strategy that involves life insurance for tax-free withdrawals, this is just one more thing that we can add to the policy, the cherry on top, if you will.
Yeah, and as you said, it's not for everyone, and maybe not everyone obviously could qualify for that. Now, given that people you work with in the financial red zone, let's say they're in their 50s even, they're Gen Xers, but they are in the financial red zone, and especially even people younger than that, given that if things go as they are, people are going to live even longer, should they go ahead and look at that or at least consider that life insurance even younger while they can get it? Can you get the long-term care rider on it then?
As most things with investments go, the earlier the better. And so long-term care insurance outright might be a better buy if you're younger and the cost of that long-term care insurance, therefore, is less. Now, but you might not need a long-term care rider on a life insurance policy earlier in life. So there's different routes you can go to accomplish the same thing. Now, if you're in the financial red zone, and you know, we know that the statistics say that women are going to live longer than men on average. And as you pointed out from your personal example, we've seen, you know, in long-term care facilities where it's mostly women in there, and maybe they've been there for more than a few years, right? Maybe mm-hmm. they've been there for 10 years. One of the things that you have to be careful of in the financial red zone, people who still have pensions, right? You get the opportunity to submit your pension paperwork and you elect different options on how much you would like to receive, you know, monthly. And is there a survivorship benefit? If we do not select a survivorship benefit and our spouse, you know, a woman in this case, in this example, is going to probably live longer than us, we need to make sure that we have a plan for a replacement of that income. So these are, you know, some of the other things that, you know, outside of life insurance, how can we be planning to fund for things like long-term care later in life? Well, making sure that your pension, you've elected a survivorship benefit. That is, of course, one thing that's going to help out later in life. The less income gap we have for both spouses, you know, if one should pass, how is the other's needs going to be taken care of? This is part of our planning process, but it should be a part of every couple's conversation when you're in the financial red zone and you're having these discussions around retirement. Go ahead and think about end of life. Are we setting ourselves up for a situation where one spouse passes away and the other has to somehow find a way to make it work, and maybe you end up in a less than savory situation in a facility mm-hmm. that you wouldn't care to be in? Well,
right.
Rather than go through those pains, let's plan accordingly.
I want a private room if I'm in there. I
absolutely
want a private room. I mean, but that's true, though, because, I mean, that was the case where my mother was. And real quick, we've got about a minute here. Mm-hmm. If you don't qualify for the life insurance, is that where you may want it, or where you would show people the annuity options?
That's right. You know, if we don't qualify for life insurance, but we've got some assets that are investable, let's earmark a portion of our assets potentially for this purpose. And again, we want to make sure it's in the right bucket. We might not want those dollars to be in a traditional IRA. We might look elsewhere, like a Roth account. But no matter what account it is in, ultimately, it's going to be how are the dollars invested. We don't want to be taking on risk with these dollars. If there's one thing you want guarantees about, it's that you've got the money set aside for a future long-term care need, because the statistics say there's a good chance that you're going to be in a long-term care facility or at least receiving at-home care one day,
right?
And that's going to have substantial costs associated with it. So we want to go ahead, earmark those dollars, have them invested safely where there's some guarantees around that future income need for that purpose. Now, if you have no idea where to begin with this process, you don't know if you should go with the life insurance route, the long-term care rider, or an annuity, or simply saving money for that purpose. If you're relying on family and friends to help with that care, but you're just not so sure, you know, which route is best for you, that's where scheduling that complimentary consultation comes in. You can reach out to us at 800-891-8680 to begin that conversation today with one of our All-Star advisors.
And they will talk to you about this, but they'll talk to you about all the phases of retirement. We've looked at the what likely would come in those no-go years. You've got the slow-go years, and they're definitely going to talk to you about the fun go-go years and actually funding the fun and income and a spending plan and proactive tax strategies. All of that will be discussed when you come in for this comprehensive review and claim your own. You can do that with a call at 800-891-8680. That number again, 800-891-8680. You'll come in, meet with the team. As we say every week, that is the team behind your retirement. And these team members, like Weston, have great overall knowledge. Each one has an area they may be a little stronger in, and they're a phone call away or just a walk down the hall in the office away getting your question answered. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. Good or bad, we definitely are creatures of habit. When we come back, we'll tackle some bad habits to break as you enter that financial red zone, getting closer to retirement. That's what we're talking about next on Retire Right Radio. Weston Lindemann is part of the team of All-Star Advisors at Roberts Wealth Management, a growing firm, but a team effort and a family feel with this fiduciary firm as well. Weston Lindemann is in the Pensacola office, also offices in Biloxi, Daphne, Alabama, and three in the Houston area. If you want to learn more about the firm, it's robertswealth.com, robertswealth.com. In addition to that, you can hear the podcast, and there are lots there you can scroll through with a description of each, 156, in fact. All right, we're going to talk about bad habits to consider breaking, bad habits you could learn about when you meet and you're in that financial red zone and meet with the team at Roberts Wealth. Here's the first one, Weston: spending now rather than saving for later. However, all right, you're still working, you're nearing retirement. It's not like you stop living. How do you help people find that balance so they do keep their eye on the savings prize?
It absolutely is a balance. You know, we don't want to necessarily sacrifice the entirety of our lifestyle today in order to have a successful retirement later. But we must understand, if we're not doing anything to prepare for our future retirement, we're setting ourselves up for a really challenging time later in life. And it is, you know, sort of opposite our instinct to delay gratification. But when it comes to retirement planning, that is really the name of the game. The more you can delay gratification, the better your retirement may end up being. And so, you know, if we're spending a lot now and there's no room in the budget for savings, well, we've either got to work towards having more income or absolutely finding a way to cut the expenses and put aside some savings. You know, you hear about the power of compound interest, but you can't participate in that if you don't have any savings to go in and begin compounding. And so that is absolutely the beginning point of all of this. Whether you're in your 20s or you're in your 50s and you feel like you're behind, you've got to get started now. And if we keep saying, well, we'll get to it when life gets a little bit easier, odds are it won't, right? If it hasn't happened so far, what makes us think that one day all of a sudden we'll be able to start saving? We've got to make that conscious decision ourselves to begin saving now instead of later.
You know, I always like to think, and I have to remind myself sometimes, that I'm putting it in that tube and sending it to my future self, and how grateful my future self will be when that happens. Because another thing, too, that a bad habit is underestimating how much you'll need to retire. What, and you talked about, you ask people, well, how long do you think you'll live? I know you have a lot of questions, so you can get inside their head a little bit. How do you probe that? How much do you think you'll need to retire?
Yeah, so it's going to be based on that lifestyle in retirement. You know, if we're, you know, in the financial red zone and we have somewhat of a gauge on where we are at today versus where we might need to be, There's a lot of questions that we have to get answers to, right? Do we have a mortgage today that won't be there when we retire? What about our other bills, right? Do we have credit card debt, any high interest debt that we can go ahead and get rid of now to make life simpler in retirement? And that's going to help us understand how much do we truly need to retire. And again, going to those go-go years, the beginning stage of retirement, what will we be doing? If it's more travel and things that cost money, well, we know we're going to need those dollars to be there. If it's a lot simpler than that, then maybe we don't need as much. But it very much is not a one-size-fits-all. And that's where our process of creating an income plan comes in to help us so that we don't underestimate how much is needed. You know, interestingly enough, though, I find that there's a lot of the opposite thinking. People who they probably have saved enough, but yet they walk around with all these worries about, do I have enough to retire? Or they've just got it in their head. Absolutely. No, I do not have enough. And
am I going to run out of money?
And absolutely. And a lot of times that thought process is coming because we have not had that shift in our investment strategy yet. You know, if we're in the financial red zone and our dollars are invested in a way where all that market volatility is happening and we're not truly diversified, well, in that case, no, you might not have enough to retire because you're at any point in time being subject to a potential, you know, 20 or 30% loss, maybe even more depending on, you know, the circumstances around us. And if we open ourselves up to that kind of risk, then that means we need a lot more in order to safely retire. Because if you're, you know, if you have millions of dollars and you have a 20% loss and you live a simple lifestyle, obviously that 20% loss isn't going to affect you. But if you only have that, you know, $500,000 in the 401k that you've saved up over the years and you're risking it all in the market and next thing you know, 30% of it's gone right as you're scheduled to retire, well, you're going to need to spend a few years just to get back to even at that point. And that means that all the withdrawals that we're taking are in a position now where they're compounding our losses. That's not something that's going to help your income plan one bit. And so understanding, you know, how much you need, that's part of it. Making sure you're truly diversified and positioned in a way that market volatility can only do so much damage to the overall picture, right? We're not going to give up all of the upside that the market has to offer just to be, you know, completely safe. You could put your money in your savings and it would be there tomorrow, no doubt about it. But you would also be losing the value of that dollar to inflation. So we have to strike that middle ground. And that's where making sure we're diversified across multiple asset classes. And we don't just do that to give the appearance of diversification. We want to make sure that it's truly diversified. And what I mean by that is you may have your money currently in your portfolio in 20 different funds. But if we look inside of each fund and find that they're all more or less invested in the same thing, they're all correlated. A high degree of correlation means that when things go down, it's all going down together. And we want the opposite of that. We want assets that are insulated against the market loss, insulated against the volatility. That's going to be the foundation of our income plan so that we can safely derive our income for years to come in retirement without worry that those dollars are going to be fluctuating.
Right, exactly. And getting that understanding and proper understanding of your retirement can come with that comprehensive review. That is available at 800-891-8680. Get on the Roberts Wealth Calendar and come in and talk about what your retirement could look like. They can give you a look at that. 800-891-8680. Another thing is misunderstanding what diversification means. How many people think they're diversified and they're not, actually, truly?
Unfortunately, it's more common than I would like for it to be. You know, we offer these complimentary consultations, and part of that process includes getting what's called a Morningstar report. Now, anyone can get access to a Morningstar report for, say, a mutual fund. We have another level of access that we're utilizing where we get a comprehensive report on where your portfolio is at today, and it takes a look back at with how it's positioned, how would this portfolio have weathered, you know, 2022 or 2008, all the way back. And the idea there is to give us, you know, an objective look under the hood. One of the things that we find is when someone may be holding 20 or 30 different funds, it does look like at first glance, if you were to just look at your statement, as a layperson, you may think, well, my advisor has me diversified. That's good. But then when 2022 happened, you might have found that you were suffering some pretty significant losses. And if you were diversified truly across asset classes, you would not have experienced that same loss. Perhaps you're in that 60-40 stock bond portfolio that's supposed to, again, balance out the losses in the stock market in the bad years with the bonds. 2022, of course, that didn't happen. And so if we're not investing in different ways, if we look underneath the funds that we're invested in and we find that we're pretty much just mirroring one fund from another, doing the exact same thing, invested in the same sector. Maybe we're holding different stocks, but we're still in the same sector. How about thinking outside of just the stock market? Are we all in on the stock market, even though we're headed towards retirement? That's going to be a recipe for disaster. And so when we say diversification, what we mean at Robert's Wealth is within a single asset class, we are diversified, and across asset classes, we are diversified. Say we're in the annuity asset class. We don't want to necessarily put all of your money in an annuity, and we don't want to put it all with one annuity company by any means. We want to make sure that we have the ability to diversify, whether it's stocks, bonds, ETFs, if it's annuities, whatever it is, we want to make sure that there is diversification across and within asset classes. One of the ways that we're able to do that at Robert's Wealth is by virtue of our independent status. This is something that maybe doesn't get talked about enough, but not all advisory firms are created equal in the sense that the business model doesn't always allow for one advisor, say in the corporate brokerage model, to offer some of the things that we can offer at Robert's Wealth. And it's because of our independent nature that we're able to go look in the toolbox and see, all right, what best suits this client's needs. And when we're talking about diversification, we're able to pick up more tools. The more tools we have, the more likely we are to have a successful retirement.
In the final minute of this segment, let's look at the bad habit of emotion. And that's understandable. We're human. How can you keep emotions in check?
Well, it's easier in the good times. And when the bad times hit, you know, the market volatility, it can be tempting for people to pull all of their money. I've seen it happen, and it can be a terrible mistake that people make. You know, if you do hear the old adage, you know, it's a paper loss. The market's a cycle. It always comes back. And
right.
While that's true, and it would be better if we had avoided that altogether, if you find yourself in the situation where you have ridden the waves of the market and you found yourself at the market bottom, well, at that point, you know, obviously, if we have to have our income needs met, we don't have much of a choice. But if you can, you do want to wait until the market makes a comeback. Now, it's our position at Robert's Wealth to put our clients in a position where they do not suffer those kinds of losses. That is, we're not guaranteeing people against market loss, but we want to position ourselves where market loss isn't the X factor in our retirement plan. If you have a retirement plan that's contingent on nothing but good times ahead, nothing but a bull market, well, that's not going to be a plan that you can reliably count on for 10, 20, 30 years to come. The market very much is a cycle, and we want to make sure that we can weather any storm as it goes from one part of the cycle to the next. If you have no idea where to begin in the process of creating a plan that does that, and you know you need someone to help temper the emotions that you may have whenever the market is experiencing volatility, that's where working with a team of professionals comes in, because this is what we do every day at Robert's Wealth. And it's our job to position these assets accordingly to meet your needs, making sure we're truly diversified and are insulated from that market volatility. And to get that process going, you can call us today at 800-891-8680 to claim your complimentary consultation with one of our all-star advisors.
We've talked about a lot today, building income, a spending plan, proactive tax strategies, factoring in the need for protective components in many areas, including long-term care possibility, and also looking at some bad habits that we are, or some different ways of thinking. I'll just put it that way, as we approach retirement. That's what they'll go over with you. Again, that number is 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. We always close it out with Weston Lindeman addressing listeners' questions and concerns. Now, that is coming up, and we'll tell you how you can get a question in for this show, Retire Right Radio. robertswealth.com. That's the website. You can schedule at Roberts Wealth. You can learn about the firm. You can actually meet the team on the website, and you can hear the podcast. It's all there at robertswealth.com for Roberts Wealth Management. It's another way to schedule, too, a comprehensive review for yourself. And as many do, you can send a question for the show. Just indicate, hey, got one for you for the show. Thanks so much to those who do that. Again, at robertswealth.com. It is Q&A with Weston Lindemann on Retire Right Radio. Weston is part of the team of all-star advisors at Roberts Wealth Management. Weston, we'll kick it off with one from James in Pascagoula. He says, after you using or once using the 1031 exchange, we purchased a rental home. After renting it for years, we thought of moving in it. How many years does it take to revert back to personal property to avoid the capital gains?
Very good question. And so with 1031 exchange, in order to benefit from that tax exclusion on the sale of the property as a personal residence, you're going to have to wait at least 5 years in order to sell that property. Anything within 5 years, and you will have to pay the capital gains there.
Okay. So get cozy in there, right? Get a little comfortable for a minute.
In other words.
Sugarland, this is Sean. My advisor with a well-known company has my retirement portfolio in 20 or more funds, 30% in ETFs, and 4 cash funds. It's very confusing. They claim to be a fiduciary. Now, the money's safe, but returns given this year at 4.9% have not been good enough, in my opinion. I'm 65. My spouse is 64. The question I have is my portfolio spread across too many funds given my age?
So, you know, there's different investment management styles. And during that historic bull run of the last decade, it was pretty simple for any advisor to look like an absolute stock market genius, because you could spread the board like that, 20 or more funds. For us these days, we take a more direct approach, more of a sniper shot versus a shotgun. And we find that, you know, anyone holding that number of funds and you're seeing, you know, the rate of return that you are, the same thing can probably be accomplished a lot more simply, especially when we're looking at 30% being in ETFs. You know, if you look under the hood of those ETFs, what are the different holdings in each ETF? How correlated are all of those? You may find that if you did our complimentary review and we did a Morningstar report for you, we deliver that report to you, there will be a correlation matrix on inside of that report. And what that's going to show you is, with these different ETFs, are they all more or less the same? Are they correlated highly, or are they, in fact, negatively correlated like you would want? And that will tell you if you're truly diversified. Now, why you're in 4 cash funds, that's probably not an easy explanation either. And I couldn't say without looking, but it does sound like your portfolio is a bit odd, to say the least, and it makes sense why you're confused by it. And you know, when it comes to our approach at Roberts Wealth, if we hear that something that we've done is very confusing, that's the most disheartening news a client can give us, is that we've confused them in some way, because we aim to keep it simple. I mean, we know people want to work with competent advisors, and of course, we promise to deliver on that. But at the same time, what use is a plan if you have no idea what's going on? And being in 20 or more funds, having all these different cash accounts, there's probably a way to simplify this and accomplish at the very least the same objective. But if you're not sure what your objective is and you're not sure if your portfolio is meeting that objective, well, we're way off path of having a written plan, it sounds like. At Roberts Wealth, for us, we know that if we have a written plan, it says not just I'm making money and here's my rate of return, but here's how I'm diversified, here's what I'm doing, and here's why, right? And if you don't know that today, then you may or may not be working with a fiduciary. I can't make a claim on that from the information provided today. One way to find out would be to ask a little bit about licensure. You know, try to understand how does that business model work, or better yet, schedule a complimentary consultation. We'll give you a free portfolio review in which we can identify more carefully, giving you some solid answers to this question you're asking. But in general, I would say, yes, it looks like you're across too many funds, and it's probably time to simplify.
Yeah, I mean, and he did say they're 65 and 64. I mean, to most people, I mean, if they're not retired yet, they're close, I'm sure. So I mean, most people, do they just crave simplicity, a little more simplicity than that in their understanding of their retirement.
Yeah, simple is good. And it's because, you know, we want to make sure that if we're out doing all sorts of complicated techniques in order to make money in the market, we're probably also taking on some substantial risks, especially if we don't understand what it is that we're doing or why, and we don't have an advisor that's communicating to us what the reason is for these various things. It could be the advisor doesn't know either. And one approach to, you know, I suspect what an advisor would do if they didn't know what the best path forward would be, sort of like the old, you know, chimpanzee throwing darts at the dartboard to figure out which stocks to invest in. They're just taking a shot in the dark, spreading the board, because that worked last decade. You know, during that historic bull run, people would just do exactly the kind of portfolio that we're talking about here, just spreading it across 20 or more funds and hoping something sticks. And then they make money because, well, times were pretty good in the market. It was, again, historic. Moving forward, though, the world's a lot more volatile these days. It's not as simple to make that kind of money by just throwing it all, across different funds. You've got to be more strategic, but it should be simple in the sense that we have a plan that we can understand and communicate. We shouldn't be confused by our plan.
And again, if you want to come in and get a clear picture, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680, a clear picture in many ways. They can show you how it could be simplified. They could point out fees you may not be aware of. They could actually point out, as Paul Roberts is famous for saying, something that could give you the strut. The strut, he says, is when people find out that they didn't even know it coming in, but they could actually retire now if they wanted to. And maybe they don't quit work, but they go in back to work with a little bit of a strut. Like, you know, I don't have to stay here. What a feeling. Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing better as an advisor to give the gift of the strut to someone who desperately needs it.
No doubt. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. Let's go to Randy in Gulf Breeze. Starting in 2018, my spouse has acquired four separate 401k plans from employers in three states. Is it possible to combine all of these 401k plans into one?
It is, and you should do some rolling over. So with a 401k, anytime you move from one employer to another, or if you move, you know, from a place of employment to no employment, you need to roll over your 401k into a traditional IRA. And the reason being is you're going to have more flexibility in how that money gets managed, especially if you're working with a competent advisor. And, you know, if you could roll it into the new 401k plan with the new company, but in doing so, you're going to be limited to that 401k plan's offerings. And so a good piece of advice would be always roll over your 401k. Don't let it linger in the old 401k plan. A common practice amongst 401k plans is to charge fees in those plans, and typically those fees are going to be charged on your account once you've left the employer. You may be at an employer invested in the 401k plan, not seeing any fees come out. That could be because your employer is covering that cost. Once you move on, you're no longer employed there. Odds are that fee is going to get passed to you. So if we're leaving our money in our old 401k, we're setting ourselves up for some additional costs potentially, and of course, we're limiting our range of investments. If we're in the financial red zone, we're getting closer to retirement, it is even more important that we have access to, you know, more options in terms of how the 401k gets invested. That means if we've rolled it over into an IRA, we can now do things like choose more outside the box investments, things that are going to better suit our income needs in retirement. Maybe you're, you know, early 60s and you've got the 401k rolled over into the IRA, but now how to invest it? Well, if you have an income gap, one way that you could plan for that is we could find an appropriate annuity for those IRA dollars or a portion of those dollars. You can't do that with a 401k. You're stuck with, you know, stocks and bonds. And in 2022, when both stocks and bonds were down, it would have been good to have been in an IRA, perhaps, where there were more options available to you as an investor. So that's a general bit of guidance for 401ks. You want to roll them over when you can. If you're under 59 and a half and you're employed with, you know, your long-term place of employment, you haven't switched jobs, well, you have to keep your 401k where it is. But if you're over 59 and a half, you're still with your employer, you have the 401k, you can do what's called an in-service rollover. That's going to allow you to keep your 401k account open, therefore continuing to make the contributions in the account, but the balance can be rolled over into an IRA that's going to allow us to do not just more in terms of investment strategy, but maybe of equal importance, we're going to be able to look at doing some tax-efficient forward planning. That means for us, Roth conversions, figuring out if it makes sense to do those while we're still working. We might have to do them when we first retire, but with the tax code changing in 2025, having the flexibility to decide, okay, it's time to do Roth conversions or not, that's something that you're going to want, and you can't have that same flexibility inside of a 401k.
59 and a half does open a lot of doors for people and opportunities, doesn't it? That age.
It does, absolutely. And that's why we want to make sure we're taking advantage of that. If you're right at that age, now's a good time to come in and meet with an advisor to discuss your options of what to do when you reach 59 and a half, how to roll that over. You want to make sure that you don't fumble the ball here, because if you have that check issued to you and you hold on to it for, I believe, 60 to 90 days, there's some window of time in there where if you've held on to the check too long, it becomes taxable. They consider that a withdrawal, and that's going to be a taxable event. But if you do a direct rollover and you're working with an advisor and we get the money into a custodial account where we can manage it more efficiently, then that's going to be a non-taxable event.
Well, one more opportunity to claim that comprehensive review for yourself, Weston.
That's right. And for people to do that, if you're listening today and you're, you know, scratching your head with, you know, how do I go about doing all this? There's so many different complexities to having a successful retirement, and I don't even have the beginnings of a plan in place. If that's you, well, best way to go about beginning that process, scheduling a complimentary consultation. The number to call in order to get that started is going to be 800-891-8680.
Getting it started can be very informational, very educational, and again, shine that light on. I mentioned turning the light switch on. It can be great turning the light switch on to see what your income could be, what strategies are there. And if it's as far as you revealing fees, it could be like when you turn the light switch on, the roaches scatter because you do show those fees too. And that can be eye-opening, something that you'll want to be aware of so you can address that. It's a lot, in other words. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Not that any of our listeners have that issue when they turn a light switch on in their house, but no. Hey, we've all been there. I know when I was younger, I was, and moved quickly. 800-891-8680. Thanks so much for being with us. Please be with us next week. We're back with Weston Lindemann and Retire Right Radio.
Roberts Wealth Management is registered as an investment advisor and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. This program is a paid advertisement sponsored by Roberts Wealth Management. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of these strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Asset allocation, rebalancing, and diversification do not ensure or guarantee a better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. References to market results do not represent the performance of Roberts Wealth Management. Historical performance returns for investment indexes and or categories usually do not deduct transaction and or custodial charges of an advisory fee, which would decrease the historical performance results. There are no guarantees that a portfolio will match or outperform a specific benchmark. Tax information provided is general in nature and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Always consult with an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Roberts Wealth Management is not engaged in the practice of law or accounting. Tax and Social Security rules are subject to change at any time. Annuity guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.